Hi, will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing each man and each woman in here tonight, especially since the Cowboys are playing right now. I am so thankful for that each and every one of them missed the game to be here to know your glory. You know what's going on in their lives, Lord, and I pray that you just give them strength to get through another day and help heal their wounds that brought them here in the first place. Allow me to share them your story, Lord, because these may be my words, but it's all about you and how you brought glory into my life. In Jesus' sweet name, amen. My name is Amanda, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from acceptance and control. It seems as though I have always had a relationship with God. I was always looking for acceptance from my friends and family. I would use them as an escape from my home life. Through my teen years, I noticed friends came and went as quick as the weather. I had a few good friends, but they weren't always there when I needed them. I even lowered my standards in dating and friendships in order to be accepted and loved. In high school, I would lie to my parents and go out drinking with my so-called friends. I would do things I wasn't proud of just to have friends. My hope was based on how I could control my future, not on God's plan for my life. I was going to college, make new friends, be away from all the fighting at home, and find a boyfriend I could fall in love with. But God had different plans. The day after I graduated from high school, I was involved in an ATV accident. I suffered a traumatic brain injury. I don't remember the accident or being in the hospital. I see this as God reminding me that life is fleeting and I couldn't continue living the way I was. Because of my injury, I now had limitations. I couldn't drink like I did before. My friends stopped hanging out with me. I knew God spared my life for something more, but I couldn't see it. I went back into my old ways, and it was so hard to see God's plan. I felt as if I had to control everything to make what I wanted happen. I was looking to the world for answers for my problems and what they found acceptable. I went to college so alone and didn't seem to make any lifelong friendships. My mom constantly reminding me to look to God for strength and guidance. After graduation, I moved home and was looking for answers for what I was supposed to do next in my life. I always felt like something was missing from my life. I started attending The Porch, Watermark's young adult ministry. Soon after I became a member and started serving at The Porch, I was encouraged and learned more about God. It seemed like things were getting better. I felt accepted and loved, but I was still hiding my ugly sin from people. I was in an unhealthy relationship with a coworker. I felt used and worthless. I stayed in this relationship because I believed the lie that I couldn't do any better. My life of sin began to catch up with me. I was confronted by my leaders, my porch leaders, about my sinful behavior. Things I worked so hard to keep in the dark were brought into the light. I was full of shame and guilt. They suggested regeneration. I had heard about the ministry, but thought, no, that's not for me, thank you. I thought I could fix things on my own and in my own control. Boy, was I wrong. It only got worse, and the lies started to pile up. I felt that familiar emptiness. I gave in and started coming to regeneration. I was unsure about how God would use this to help me. It hit home when my small group was in step three, trust. I wanted to trust God and believe that he knew the way and would guide me. I had to trust him. It was in step three that I let down my walls and worries. I came to know God for more than a master and more as a father who loved me. He accepted me for more than anyone ever could. I made a commitment to look to God for strength and love. Up until this point, I believed that I had controlled everything in my life. God was quick to show me that it wasn't working. I stopped looking to others for acceptance and started to choose to trust God. I stopped looking for relationships to fill that emptiness inside me. I learned only God could fill that hole. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path." You wouldn't believe that I'm a communications major. By the way, I'm bumbling up here. This verse is a constant reminder to me that God's ways are better and always to trust in Him. After finishing regeneration, I'm hoping for the future and put all my trust in God. God showed me His glory every day. I look to His word for strength. I confess to others when I stumble. I find comfort in 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 18. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. I know God is in control, and He has an amazing plan for my life, far beyond anything that I could imagine. If this is your first night at Region, welcome. I know many of you are thinking, what am I doing here? Where are the exits? Believe me, you're in the right place. If you can take anything away from my story, trust God. He is not against you. He is for you. I'm 29 years old, and I could have died from all the stupid things I have done in my life. However, God spared me to teach me His love. It's not so much about what others are doing for you, but what God is doing in you. You can trust Him. My name is Amanda. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control and acceptance. And I give God all the glory for the changes He's making in my life.